Volume 2, Part 1 of Legend Land by Varius, as retold by Lioness, recorded for LibriVox.org by Esther. Foreword. The western parts of our country are richer in legend than any other part. Perhaps this is because of the Celtic love of poetry and symbolism inherent in the blood of the people of the West. Perhaps because of inspiration drawn from the wild hills and bleak moors of the lands in which they live. Perhaps because life is, and always was, quieter there, and people have more time to remember the tales of other days than in busier, more prosaic districts. Most of the Devon legends cluster around the grim wastes of Dartmoor, and, like that wonderful stretch of country, are wild and awe-inspiring. The devil and his wicked works enter largely into them, and there is reason to believe them to be among the oldest tales known to us. Possibly they were not new when the hut circles of the moor were inhabited, and Grimspound was a busy village. Some of the Cornish stories told in this series, like the story of Lioness and of the Parson Dodge and the Spectre Coach, have their beginning in historical fact. Yet into the latter story has been woven a tale that is centuries older in origin than the days of the eccentric priest of Talland. But old tales, like old wine, need nothing but themselves to advertise them. In their time they have entertained, who can say how many hearers through the ages, and they are still good, read or told, to amuse as many more. Lioness. The Church the Devil Stole. Most travelers to the west know queer little Brent Tor, that isolated church-crowned peak that stands up defiantly a mile or two from Lidford, seeming, as it were, a sentry watching the west for grim Dartmoor that rises twice its height behind it. Burnt Tor, they say, was the old name of this peak, because, seen from a distance, the brave little mountain resembles a flame bursting upwards from the earth. Others, with less imagination and perhaps more knowledge, would have us believe that Brent Tor was once a volcano, and that it really did burn in ages long since. But the old folk of the neighborhood care less for the name of their Tor than for the strange story of the church that crowns its summit. Ever so long ago, they will tell you, the good folk of the lower lands around the foot of the hill decided to build themselves a church. They had long needed one, so long that the devil who roamed about Dartmoor had begun to consider that such an irreligious community was surely marked down for his own. That is why, when he came upon the people one day setting to work to build a church, he was overcome with fury. But he seems to have thought it all out carefully, and to have decided to let them go on for a while. And so, week after week, at the foot of Brent Tor, the little church grew. At last it was finished, and the good folk were preparing great festivities for its dedication, when, during one dark autumn night, the church disappeared. In the greatest distress, they bemoaned their sad plight. But they were quick to attribute the evil action to the Prince of Darkness, and to show him that they were not to be intimidated, they decided to begin at once to build another church. Throughout the day they made their plans, and retired to rest that night, determined to start on their pious work next morning. But when they awoke in the morning, they saw with amazement their own church perched high on the hill above them. The devil had stolen it, and to mock the villagers had replaced it on the hilltop, where, he thought, having dominion over the powers of the air, he would be able to defeat their designs. The people, however, thought otherwise. They sent in haste for the nearest bishop, and with him proceeded to the top of Brent Tor. And, since St. Michael looks after hilltops, to him they dedicated their church. Hardly had the service finished when the devil, passing by, looked in to jeer, as he thought, at the foolish folk he had deceived. But on the summit of the Tor he met St. Michael. The archangel fell upon the evil one and tumbled him straightway down the hill. Then, to make sure of his discomfiture, hurled a huge rock after him. And there, at the base of Brent Tor, you may see the very rock to this day. If you climb to the top of the hill, you will get, on a fine day, one of the most beautiful views in the West. On one side is Dartmoor, in all its rugged glory. On the other, distant, blue, and mysterious, the uplands of the Bodmin Moors. Lidford, from which you can best reach Brent Tor, is famous for its wild gorge. It stands on the edge of Dartmoor itself, and from it, country of wonderful beauty may easily be reached. All around are hills and heather-carpeted moorland. Yet a short railway journey will take you from this faraway village to busy Plymouth, Okehampton, or Launceston, the border town of Cornwall. Here, where winds sweep from any direction across great wastes of moor, or from the sea, health and quiet are to be found more easily than in any popular holiday resort or fashionable spa. End of The Church the Devil Stole. This recording is in the public domain.